we're going to be learning. We started the Bracha Vata Kadosh, and we really have to take a step back from the Bracha Vata Kadosh to look at Kedusha. There is special significance for Kedusha in this week's Haftorah. Right? What's this week's Haftorah? This week's Haftorah, there's a lot to say about this week's Haftorah. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea from the Imre Yosef, the first Spinka Rebbe, that we know from the Sefer Yetzirah that there are different ideas that are expressed in Makom, in Zman, and in Nefesh. And you have an idea that's expressed in a place, in a time, and in a soul. And Lai, could you? Yeah, that's a little loud. So the Sefer Yetzirah points out, you know, whether it's Shabbos, is Yushalayim, is, you know, all different things. Kodesh Kadoshim, is Kohen Gadol, is Yom Kippur. So what's interesting is that we know that there are different times that have different Kedushas to it, but those Kedushas can be expressed in Makom, but they all, in Zman, in Neshama, but they can all, in Nefesh, but they could also be expressed through Torah itself. And the question is, what is the highest form of expression? The computer. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks. So the Imre Yosef points out that there are two times that we can connect to the Kedusha of Kabbalah Satorah. And what are they? Obviously, Shavuos and Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro and Shavuos. These are the 2 weeks that we mamish read of Matan Torah. Veschanan, which is Shabbos Nachamu, is the Luchos Shnios. That's a little bit of a different Kedusha, right? Luchos Shnios were different than the Luchos Rishonos. But what the Imre Yosef points out, the Spinka Rebbe, is that when you look at the Haftorahs of the morning of Shavuos and this week, they are the same theme. And it's fascinating, because what's the theme of this week's Haftorah and the Haftorah of Shavuos morning? Well, we know Shavuos morning is a Ma'aseh Merkava from Yechezkel, right? And that's like the old joke we've said before. We've said the joke before, no?
I don't know the joke.
That why is it that we read, yeah, we've said this before. Why is it that the Gemara in Chagiga says you're not allowed to be Dorish and Ma'aseh Merkava Berabim?
So why do we read it? Because everyone's sleeping.
Because, right, exactly. So why do we read it as Haftorah? So we read it on Shavuos morning when everyone's sleeping.
That's
how we get it in, yeah. Right? But we know that the Haftorah of Yeshayahu, the Haftorah of this week, is also the Ma'aseh Merkava as seen through Yeshayahu. People don't realize. Yeshayahu also had a vision of how God relates to the world, the vision of the Merkava. And most understand, and the way the Gemara describes it actually, is that Yeshayahu had, I don't want to say a more mature understanding, but the Gemara refers to Yechezkel as like, as a villager who saw the Merkava, versus Yeshayahu who like, was a city boy who saw it. Meaning Yeshayahu had, whenever Navi was shown a prophecy, the Rambam discusses this in Mor Nevuchim and others, that who they were affected how they perceived the prophecy. And that's a huge Torah in psychology. We're not going to get into it right now. But that's why we know Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of the Navi, what was he described as?
Clear.
Das Baklaria Hameira, exactly, the clear looking glass. Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything clear. So, because why? Why did he see the prophecy without any distortion, without any sense?
He's egoless.
Exactly. Anov mikol adam. That's why. Moshe is the greatest prophet ever was, ever will be. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person of all time. Meaning he was able to remove his sense of self more than any other prophet ever could, before or after. So that's why Moshe was the spakla meiri, the clear looking glass. But when Yeshayahu and Yechezkel both saw the Merkava, Yeshayahu's perception of the Merkava, I don't want to say it was greater, but was more sophisticated, it was more refined. So the Imre Yosef of Spinka points out, which do we read on Shavuos morning, which do we read on Parshas Yisro? Mm-hmm. We read Yeshayahu on Parshas Yisro, we read Yechezkel on Shavuos morning. What does this prove? The Imre Yosef says that the spiritual energy, the ability to connect to Matan Torah through Kriyas HaTorah, is greater than the ability to connect to Kabbalah Satorah through the Zman of Kabbalah Satorah. which is a wild idea. But the truth is, it's not so crazy. Why? Because we know al pi Kabbalah stakel b'raisa bar alma, that the Torah is a blueprint for all creation. So it makes sense that to connect with the energies of Kabbalah Satorah, Zman is also a construct of God. Zman, time, that's also something Hashem created. Hashem, I know it's late, too late Thursday night to be talking about these trippy ideas, right?
Yeah, totally.
I apologize. You know, the people that are listening to this in the morning on a drive to work, you're doing a lot better, right? Then we're listening to it late at night. What?
We have Talmud Torah and Kriyas Torah, then Ed Shavuos as well, also.
But it's not the public Kriyas HaTorah vis-a-vis the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he wants to explain. And you're right, you do have a Kriyas HaTorah, but really the Zman is or the Kriya, the Zman of the Kriya is now. The top proper time to read that in terms of the Parshios HaTorah, in terms of seeing the Torah as a blueprint, right, leading a person through the year, is Parshas Yisro. We read it on morning because we want a Kriya that's related to the Zman, meaning what's Iker is the Zman, not the Kriya, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel. So this is the Yisod that Imri Yosef points out, that this week, tremendous ability to connect to Kabbalah Satorah. This week is time to connect to Kabbalah Satorah. So the reason why I bring in the Haftorah, the reason why I bring in the week, not only because of Parshas Yisro, which means that's why we have Nisyon Nos in Torah this week. Personally, it's been a very tough week to learn for me. Very tough on many levels. Kids are home, yeshiva week, everything going. It's been a very, like, you know, there's a reason why I saw The Force Awakens twice this week. although I did fall asleep twice the second time I saw it this week. My sons woke me up. First Arya, then Yosef, like, are you sleeping? I'm like, no. You know, how can you sleep through this? I'm like, oh, I don't know, whatever. You know, so it was a tough week to learn, but, you know, of course it's going to be a tough week to learn. Because of the week that you connect to the energy of Talmud Torah in the greatest degree, you get into the greatest nisyonos to try and prevent you from connecting to that, right? The Yitzhar works that way. That which is greater potential, the Yitzhar works. So Yitzhar doesn't want any of us to connect to Torah this week. The Yitzhar doesn't want any of us to connect to Torah. It wants to push us away however we can. So that's what we have to fight against. It's not why I'm bringing it up tonight, though, because we're talking about tefillah. But if you look, actually, I don't have an art scroll. I should look at an art scroll sitter that really shows you where everything is from. This will also. The Tefillah Yosef sitter, the Mishnah Berurah sitter. Not written parish by the Chofetz Chaim, but has like all the Piskei Chofetz Chaim and everything. Piskei Mishnah Berurah. So it shows you where Psukim are from. And lo and behold, when you look at the Pasuk of Kadosh, 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 and guess where you'll find that Pasuk? Where is that Pasuk?
Yishayahu.
Yeah, Pasuk is Yishayahu. Exactly. Baruch Kivod actually is Yecheskel. Not the Meisim Rekava, but we know that Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is this week's Haftorah. It's from Yishayahu. It's from this great vision. So we have to understand what we're doing every day when we say Kedusha. Right? And you should know halachically, you know, this is something I don't do. As a rabbi, I feel it's important to have to start with everyone, but there are others that do this. Rav Schachter from Yeshiva University and others point out. I think it's Mishnah Berurah. I haven't seen it in a while, but they say something else, but Mishnah Berurah is very interesting, that better to start Shmona Esrei before the Tzibur to finish so you can say Kedusha with them, with Chazaras HaShatz. They say in the later years, the Chafetz Chaim, and this is a whole machlokas, whether when you start Shmona Esrei with the Chazan, let's say that you come late and you start Shmona Esrei with the Chazan, is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? The Chafetz Chaim wasn't such a fan of it, but people say, Eidus, give testimony, the Chafetz Chaim later on in life, he would dafka start his Shmona Esrei with, I mean, maybe not Dafka, but he would daven everything else longer so he could start his Shmona Esrei, private Shmona Esrei, when the Chazan started his private Shmona Esrei. That's because he came late, but because he knew that if he was going to daven his private Shmona Esrei, he was going to miss Kedusha, but he wanted to be able to say Kedusha. So he would start his private Shmona Esrei with the Chazan so he can get Kedusha. So we have to really understand what's going on when we say Kedusha. Why is this something so chash? And if you look in the Zohar and in Kisvei Ari and Shar Kavanas and other places, they go incredible descriptions of what happens when a Jew says Kedusha. When we say Kedusha and we lift our feet and we lift our head looking up, our eyes are looking up, you should know at that moment Hashem's eyes are looking down with such endearment, with such love, with such affection for us. And it goes, describes like the power of saying Kedusha. So for most of us, what is Kedusha? What are we doing when we say Kedusha? So the first thing that we have to understand when we started discussing this in the last year is what is Kedusha. So Rabbi Mansur has this in his Sefer and in the one they use a lot, Nafshi Cholos Avasecha and others. So we know that Kedusha means separation. That's what Rashi translates at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiu Prushim, right? You have to be separate. So Rabbi Mansur has a fascinating insight brought from earlier sources that what do we have to separate from? What we have to separate from is we have to try and detach ourselves from physicality, right? In Kedusha, we're trying what? We lift up our feet, right? What? To show like we're trying to reach Himmel. We're trying to go up. Kadosh, 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 separating ourselves. Some say it's connected to Asiya, Yetzira Bria, the three different worlds. But the idea of Kadosh, and that's related to the Malachim, we're not going to get into that right now. But the idea of Kadosh, Kadosh, that we have to be separate, but at the same time, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh for Hashem. What does it mean that God has to be separate? Kadosh, 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 he says, a wild idea that God has to sort of become dislodged from Shemayim to come closer to us. And in Kiddush is where we meet in the middle, right? It's an expression of our yearning to be close to Hashem, an expression of Hashem's yearning to be close to us. We say, Nekadesh Shemcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shmakti Shem Osob Shmei Marom. That we are sanctifying your name here in this world, just as they're sanctifying your name now in the highest places in heaven. We know the Zohar says that in Shemayim, the Malachim, the greatest Malachim, the Srafim, the Sechsvard, right? The Sechsvard. One of the things I wish I could have on a Sechsvard for is Kedusha on Shabbos of Musaf Keser. Keser Yitnu Lecha. Malachim Amone Mala Mamcha Yisrael Kavutze Mata. Yachad Kulam Kedusha Yichalish. I mean, I wish. Like, I wish I could daven. What?
We could change this.
Well, maybe we could make it as a start to bridge the two different worlds.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not gonna take that stand. Like, these Minhagim things, you know, you gotta be very, you know. They say the Vilna Gaon, when he wanted to establish, you know, why aren't Ashkenazim doing duchening every day? Ashkenazim should do duchening every day. Right? Why don't we? It's a strange Ramah, because we're not besimcha in Chutzlar, it's only on Shalosh Regalim. Pshat, so the Vilna Gaon wanted to reinstitute Berachas Kohanim for Ashkenazim every day. And the night before he's supposed to, what happened? Big fire broke out in the Shul and Vilna burned it down.
Whoa.
The Vilna Gaon's like, okay, yeah, we're not going to do Berachas Kohanim every day. We're not going to go against the Ramah. You know? So like, I'm not going to be the first one to start mishing with Minhagim. But there's no question that, you know, if I had a grandfather on my father's side that I knew was a chassid, I would switch over to Masech Svarot as quickly as I could. Right? But I think we're Russian, Litvak, all the way through, like on my father's side. Never fucking do my grandfather, my mother's side. I definitely have the Hasidish blood in there. I'm named actually for Sanzer Chassid, a Sanzer Chassid, Chaim Mordechai. I was a Sanzer Chassid. He was an innkeeper, he was a businessman, supposedly a wealthy guy. Okay, I don't know that part. Look, you know, so chassid, Baruch Hashem, he gave me what's important, you know, and the shem of a chassid inside of me. But nekadesh shimcha bolam kshim shemak shimos habshmirim. The Zohar says those malachim and shemayim can't start praising Hashem, can't start kedusha until we say kedusha. They're waiting for us. Didn't see what that means. And the idea of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh three times, not all malachim can say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Only the highest level malachim. Nusach Sfarad is the srafim. The srafim, the fiery angel. Sarf, that's why the others say we lift ourselves up when we say this. Why? Because fire, the angel's made out of fire. Fire is not stagnant. Fire is very, very jumpy, yeah. Fires jumping all over. So some say that we're imitating the Srafim, but we recognize that God, we're going to sanctify your name just as they're sanctifying your name in heaven. And many point out that you should have Kavana when you're saying this to be Mekayim, the mitzvah saseh medaraisa of Kiddush Hashem. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. You don't have to die al Kiddush Hashem to fulfill that mitzvah. You can fulfill it every day twice a day by saying Kiddusha. It's like a wild thing. That's like a big mitzvah. Sanctifying God's name just by saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh with the tzibur. This Kedusha, obviously there's a Kedusha, and it's interesting, people don't realize. We say Kedusha four times a day. Four times a day we're saying Kedusha.
Sure.
We say it in Birchas Kriyashman Shacharis. We say it Chazar Sashatz. We say it in Uvalat Zion. And then we say it where? In Mincha. And we know the four Kedushas. We know there are four worlds before there's like no separation. There's Asira, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus. Four worlds. Four times we say Kedusha.
Can you translate what? Those four worlds?
Four worlds. The world of doing, Asiya, doing. Yetzira is formation, creation of something from something, and creation ex nihilo of some from nothing. And Atzilus is the world with an Aleph is next to God. Eitzel, you're just like next to God. After that, there's like no separation. That's like when the sense of self is totally gone, and you know, this something we can't even comprehend, so it's not kedai to even talk about, right? And certainly nothing I want to talk about. But the idea of saying Kedusha four times a day, there's nothing that we repeat this much. Nothing. Not Shema, Kabbalah Amalek Shema, no. Nothing else. Why? Because what are we doing? Think about what this is. Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvalkos, Mechol, Chartz. We'll translate. We'll get to what this means a little bit. A little bit. But the idea in being able to say Kedusha, it's a tremendous, tremendous Musar. Rabbi Mansour and others point out that God is waiting for us to sanctify Him in this world. That we have a tremendous, tremendous role here in sanctifying God's name in this world. We're kaviyachol, God's partners in fulfilling the purpose of creation. Hashem's purpose is to dwell in this lower world. That's what Kiddush Hashem means, sanctifying this world with God's existence. And this is how we do it. This is how we do it during davening, with a tzibur, with a group of people that we're committed together, sanctifying God's name. It's Kiddush Shem Shamayim B'Rabim. Sanctifying God's name in public. That's not a small thing. And what it means is that everyone can do this. Each and every one of us. You're in a minyan. You believe in God. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You're on the level highest. You're on the level higher than the greatest malachim. I don't care what type of poshe you are. I don't care what type of, you know, every person has this nitzos. Rabbi Mansour has an amazing story from the Chafetz Chaim. You know, when we say that, you know, that every Jew can have this nitzos. So the Chafetz Chaim was once in Russia. He was traveling. He was in Russia. And there was a fellow, the kosher inn, there was a fellow in who was really dressed not the way that the Chafetz Chaim or those that went with him were dressed. Was eating in a very uncouth, very, not gruesome, but very behemistic way. And, you know, head uncovered, and the Chafetz Chaim, said, who's this guy? Is he Yid? He goes, yeah, he's a Yid. Chafetz Chaim goes up to him to talk to him. And he says, tell me, where are you from? He says, oh, these parts, what do you do? He says, what do I do? I'm on the pension from the Tsar. I was in the Tsar's army. I was chapped as a little kid. Spent, you know, four decades in the Tsar's army, and now, you know, I spend my days on the pension. Chafetz Chaim says, wow, you know, tell me, do you still believe in God? He goes, of course I believe in God. Chafetz Chaim says, wow, I'm mamish, I'm jealous of your chelik and olam hava. I wish I had your chelik and olam hava. The guy looks at Chafetz Chaim and says, I don't know who you are, but you seem to be an important rabbi, the way all these people are around you. What does some important rabbi want my chelik and olam haba? And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, he says, you still believe in God? After everything you were through, taken away from your family as a kid? Because the chaps, right? They were chopped away. Cantonist decrees. The kids were just taken in potato sacks and you know, just sent off to the Tsar's army. And, you know, and no matter what they did to you, I've heard stories of the beatings, how they try and break, and yet you're still a mammon. He says, I'm jealous of Yichelik Nolam Haba. And the guy started crying. He didn't know who he was, just knew he was some rabbi, that you're jealous of my Yichelik. And, you know, the way the story is told, that Chafetz Chaim spent a lot of time talking to him, and the person was committed to trying to come back and to increase his connection to Hashem. But the idea of Kedusha, that you walk into Shul, there's a tzibur saying this, you just join with other Jews to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim B'Rabim. So not a small thing. And we have to understand that. We have to understand that when we're Ovid Hashem, we can't take things for granted. And we're talking about Tefillah, when I ask you, Bechlal, how chashuv it is, now how chashuv it is to have Kedusha. And this is why, you know, there is that psak, that if you're going to miss it, better to start early. Better to start early before the rest of the tzibur, starting Shemoneh Esrei, which normally we say you shouldn't do, just so you could be finished to be able to catch Kiddush and Chazar Sashatz. And we said, Kadosh Kadosh Hashem Tzavakos Melech HaLaretz Kivodo. So if you look in Valetzion, there's actually Aramaic taich of what that means in terms of Hashem's Kiddusha. Also, it does mean that Hashem is separate from everything. We're saying Hashem separates from Himmel, from Shemaim, to try and come close to us. At the same time, Hashem separates, the idea is that Hashem separated from all of existence. Very Kabbalistic, the idea, the act of Tzimtzum, God constricting His presence to give space for the world to exist, because if God's presence, and we don't even understand what this means, but if God's presence wasn't constricted, what would that mean? It would just overpower all existence. Nothing would be able to even exist. But the idea of then is Meloch HaLaretz Kivodo, even though Hashem is beyond everything, and the name of Hashem of Yud Heh Vav Heh means that Hashem is transcendent, He's beyond all of nature, at the same time, Meloch HaLaretz Kivodo, Hashem fills the entire world. So at the same time, we're saying God is beyond everything, yet He's still also here. And L'umasam Baruch Yomeru, and the Malachim, there's one group of Malachim says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, and they're mirroring, we're mirroring exactly what they're doing in Shemayim. We have to understand that, that they're tali on us. This is a classic expression of the idea that is quoted in the name of the Baal Shema, Kadosh, and others from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Da Malam Allah Mimcha. Know that what happens above really is all from you. Everything that happens above comes from you. And then we say Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimakomo. That's from Yechezkel, part of his visions of God's glory, and that he says Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimakomo. That we have to understand that the glory of Hashem, Hashem's honor, is blessed from His place, meaning that God fills everywhere, but at the same time there is this makom of God. We don't know what that is. It's unknowable, the place of God. It's not like Avdil Alfe Avdalos, Million Avdalos, it's not like the man behind the curtain in Oz was just like hiding. But God has this thing, Makomo. We don't understand what that is. It's unknowing. Hamakom Menachem Eschem, also God's place. I'm saying that that's the whole idea. The fact that God is unknowable, that should bring you Nechama. That don't try and wrap your head around it. You're not going to be able to wrap your head around it. It's beyond. That's not this world. And then Ubidivre Kajcha Kasuv Lemar, Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Elokach Tzion Ledor Vador, Hallelujah. That when we say God's glory, that the honor of God is blessed from His place, which is ultimately unknowable, but nonetheless we say Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Elokach Tzion Ledor Vador, Hallelujah. That Hashem will be the king forever, and that is a declaration that we finish this act of Kedusha. That although we're now finite, and our existence is a finite existence, we believe that's a part of us that will go on, because we connect to Hashem in the real deep way, and we know that the Ribono Shalom goes on. And that's what Yimloch Hashem L'olam L'kach Tzion Dar V'dar Haluka. So that's what Kedusha really is. So you have to understand that, Tzadikim say that when we say Kedusha, actually, we're bringing it down upon ourselves. That this is when we tap into Kedusha, that we can just have it pour into us. So this is a tremendous opportunity when we say Kedusha every day. It's not something to take lightly, aside from the fact that we're being Mekadoshim Shemayim, Berabim, but also in terms of our own growth, evidently when you say it together, it affects the person. It opens a person up to Kedusha. It connects you to it in a much deeper way. And then just finishing up with the bracha, we say Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh Kadoshim V'Chol Yom Ya'aluchah Selah. We learned this already, just to go over it, that you Hashem are holy, you're separate. V'Shimcha Kadosh, we said how you are expressed in the world. There is a pshat from the Reishis Chachma, one of the Balei Kabbalah from the time of Golden Age of Kabbalah and Tzfat, from the time of the Ramak and Rosh Shlomo Alkibetz and Ariyah Kadosh and Rabbi Yosef Karo. V'Shimcha Kadosh means the Torah. What's God's Shimcha? The God's name is His expression in the world. You know how God is expressed in the world? Through Torah. That's God's expression in the world. And Ukedoshim, B'chol Yom Ya'aluch HaSelah, we said some say Kedoshim are the Malachim, but many say Kedoshim are whom? Kedoshim are us. So how do we become Kedoshim? through being connected to Vishimcha Kadosh, through Hashem's holy name. That the source of the Kedusha of a Jew is through the Torah Kedusha. Through the Torah Kedusha. And that's why in this week's Parsha, we say that that in the Achana for Kabbalah Sator, we're told that we're going to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We're going to be a nation that's holy. We're going to be a nation that's separate. Why? Because you're going to accept the Torah. Because you're going to accept the Torah, you have to understand that there's a certain separateness from everyone else. I mean, how that's expressed in history, you know, despite what the president says, that we're all Jews, and feeling anti-Semitism and trying to combat it, you know, that's it's a nice sentiment to be expressed. But there's a deep existential sense of otherness that a Jew has had throughout our existence. The first Jew is Avram HaIvri, right? Because he is on one side of the world and everyone else was on the other side of the world. There's a certain existential loneliness that a Jew has. And Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh Kedoshim Chayom Yaluchah Selah, through the Torah Kedosh. And that's why we said the first bracha was Avram, the second bracha was Yitzchak, and the third bracha is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we know, is the Yoshev Olam. He's the one that sits and learns Torah. And this is the bracha. The bracha to connect to Kedusha is through Torah. And we always like to say that one time I called Rav Moshe Wolfson with a shayla trying to work with a Talmud who really was just so uncouth and so, mamish, like, I, you know, have to try to work to love all Talmidim and to love them and all the Jews. And, you know, I was really having difficulty with this person, just incredible arrogance, incredible, really just... Very tough, very tough. One of the toughest people in my early career in Avodas HaKodesh to really to reach out and to really connect with this person and to be mekabel the person, Bahava. And I called Rav Wolfson about it, the Mashgiach and Torah Vadas, and he said, tell me, how did the person grow up? Did he grow up in a home where Torah is primary? Where I said, no, not really. He goes, So what's your problem? What do you expect of him? Why do you have any other expectations from him? He says, what? A person should be... And the Torah is the source of the Kedusha for a Jew. That's it. Right? It's what we look to understand how to relate to the world, how to view the world. It's what gives us our sense of self. It's what gives us our sense of ethics and morals. And Torah Kedusha is what defines Kedusha. That's why through Kabbalah Satorah we become that Mamlachas Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. We have the role as a Kohanim for the rest of the world. Because we're supposed to do what? We're supposed to be what the Kohanim are for the Jewish people. We're all supposed to be for the whole world. The Kohanim, we know, are the intermediaries between Hashem and the Jewish people. Basically, we go to the Beis HaMikdash. They help us connect to Hashem. That's why when the Kohanim are corrupt, and there are times in the history when the Kohanim are corrupt, that's a bad, bad sign for the Jewish people. Very, very bad. Like disaster for the Jewish people when the Kohanim are corrupt, whether it was the B'nai Eli, Eli's sons in the time of the Mishkan in Shiloh, whether it was in the time of Bais Rishon, with Yirmiyahu HaNavi screaming about the corrupt Kohanim, or whether it was in the time of Bais Sheni. Unfortunately, the end of Bais Sheni, that the office of Kohen Gadol was an office that you paid with your campaign contributions to the Roman governor, that you got appointed not as a diplomat to Australia, but you got appointed as the Kohen Gadol. So we're all supposed to have that role for the world, meaning that we're not supposed to teach them Torah, but we're supposed to teach them what it is to live a life of Kedusha. We're supposed to teach them what it is to live how through our lives, through us taking those lessons of the Torah Kedusha and being that example for the rest of the world. So this brings the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei to a close. The idea of Kedusha, because, and this is a Shevach, don't forget there's a bracha of praise to Hashem. There's a bracha of praise, praising Hashem of this midah of Kedusha, and at the same time, expressing our joy over the fact that what? Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh, Kedosh V'Chal Yom Yaluch HaSela. That we are part, connected to Hashem. And this bracha, though, especially the pshat of the Reishis Chachma, V'Shimcha Kadosh, is a reference to Torah, is really reflected in a famous statement of the Zohar, that we're not going to go into tonight, but we're just going to end with it tonight. That Kudshe Baruch Hu, Yisrael Araisa, Chadhu. That God, the Jewish people, and the Torah are really all one. we're really all one. And what does that mean, that we're all one? This bracha explains that we all share the same midah. And in that way, we're all connected, that we're all revolved at the core of all is Kedusha. And look, in today's day and age, people think Kedusha is unattainable. They think Kedusha in today's day and age, every day we say the bracha, every day we say Kedusha. It should be a reminder to all of us, Kedusha is real. Kedusha is possible in today's world. It might be harder than before. It might be harder than before. I'm not saying it's not. Right? We said that. The Vilna Gaon said, the hardest time to be a firm Jew. The hardest time to be a firm Jew, the Vilna Gaon said right now, and what did he say? Not because of pogroms and anti-Semitism. Despite what the president says. He says, because we're going to be, this is what he says, wealthier than we've ever been before. That's going to be the biggest nisayon for the Jewish people. The greatest nisayon for the Jewish people is the nisayon of wealth. And he says the generations right before Mashiach comes, the Jewish community as a whole, are going to be wealthier than ever before. And therein lies our nisayon. So when we're davening every day, we're saying the bracha of Atah Kadosh, when we're saying Kedusha, and we're lifting our feet up, we're also asking the Ribbono Shalom, praising the Ribbono Shalom for Kedusha, and at the same time asking the Ribbono Shalom to fill us with Kedusha, to bring that light to our neshama, to allow us to connect in a very deep way. Hashem should just help us all experience it, and especially the Shabbos of Mamlechas Kohanim Gai Kadosh, the Shabbos of connecting to the Oros HaTorah in the deepest, deepest way. Good luck, Batzlacha, Batzlacha.